the astonishing glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu, 025. Advaita challenges Ramai Pandit. After staying some time in Navadvip, Advaita Prabhu returned to his ancestral home in Shantipur, about 40 kilometers southeast. And while there in Shantipur, he started thinking, I want to test Vishwambar, and I want to see if he is really Sakshat Bhagavan. And if he is, he will bind me and bring me to his side. Meanwhile, back in Navadvip, Mahaprabhu was surrounded by his devotees and entered deep into Ishvara Bhav as the controller of Bhagavan himself. And he ordered Ramai, O Ramai Pandit, go to Shantipur and tell Advaita to come and see me, and that the Bhagavan he has worshipped and wept for and fasted for has now appeared to distribute Krishna prema and the practice of bhakti sadhana. Tell Advaita to come quickly with his wife Sita to worship me. When Ramai Pandit arrived in Shantipur before Advaita Prabhu, the Acharya just laughed and said, I know everything already. Vishnu has ordered you to bring me to him. However, Advaita challenged Ramai and said, which Shastra says that Bhagavan Sri Krishna will descend to Navadvip in the beginning of the Kali Yuga, 1486, because he was already aware of Advaita's extraordinary character, Ramai did not answer, but he kept quiet. After some time, and his ecstasies cooled down, Ramai Pandit then addressed Advaita, indeed, Vishwambar, Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself, has now appeared in Navadvip and wants you to come and worship him. That is his order to you, carried by me. Upon hearing Vishwambar's order, Advaita Prabhu cried and fainted in ecstasy. And upon returning to external consciousness, Advaita Prabhu shouted, I have brought him down to the earth. I have brought him for my sake and the sake of all the jivas. Bhagavan has left Vaikuntha and come to Navadvip. Then Advaita Prabhu addressed Ramai Pandit, I will accept that my Ishvara, Bhagavan, has really come if Vishwambar shows me his alaukik shakti and puts his feet on my head. Thus ends 025 Advaita challenges Ramai Pandit.